This is Dr. Masood Shah, dictating patient's name is Ronald Mamoser, M-A-M-M-O-S-E-R, Ronald, R-O-N-A-L-D. Date of birth is 12-16-1935. Date of service is 4-22-2025. Mr. Mamoser is a very pleasant 89-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation, status post-ablation, on anticoagulation with Eliquis, history of peripheral arterial disease, status post femoral endarterectomy, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of chronic kidney disease, benign prostatic hypertrophy, chronic anemia, and degenerative joint disease, was recently admitted to the hospital for acute and chronic congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. He was diuresed, was doing better. He was subsequently discharged home. He was also diagnosed with the right upper lobe lung mass, which is non-diagnostic, after lung biopsy. Patient also with history of hyponatremia. Patient did have atrial fibrillation in the hospital with slow ventricular response, but was stable, was seen by cardiology, and discharged home. Once he got home, he was still having some shortness of breath, was also noted to have bradycardia. Patient felt dizzy and lightheaded. Was unsteady on his gait. He was subsequently brought back to the hospital by EMS. Patient oxygenation was low. He denied any complaints of chest pain. He did have slight swelling of his lower extremities. He was noted to have a heart rate in the mid-30s. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Cardiac enzymes and troponins were negative. Hemoglobin was low at 8.8. His BNP was elevated. Blood pressure was stable. Chest X-ray showed mild diffuse interstitial thickening. EKG shows atrial fibrillation with heart rate in the 30s to 40. Also, shows right bundle branch block and left posterior fascicular block. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Cardiology was consulted in view of significant bradycardia. Patient was underwent a permanent pacemaker placement. He was subsequently doing better. He was felt to be weak and was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he's sitting up in his chair. He complains of feeling tired and fatigue. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. He denies any shortness of breath. He denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. He does have mild swelling of his lower extremities, otherwise unremarkable. Past medical history has been significant for atrial fibrillation / flutter, history of coronary artery disease, status post CABG, history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic kidney disease, history of peripheral arterial disease, diabetes mellitus, gastroesophageal reflux disease. History of benign prostatic hypertrophy. Past surgical history has been significant for cystoscopy, cataract surgery, appendectomy, cardiac catheterization, and coronary artery bypass graft surgery, tonsillectomy, vasectomy, cardiac ablation, back surgery, cervical fusion, and carotid endarterectomy. Social history. Quit long time ago. Alcohol occasionally, allergies to metoprolol, current medications reviewed and is documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation. He does have history of coronary artery disease, history of congestive heart failure, history of atrial fibrillation / flutter, his status post permanent pacemaker placement, history of CHF. Respiratory system, he denied any cough. He does complain of shortness of breath. He does have a lung mass history of denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of BPH, history of urinary retention, otherwise unremarkable. Neurological, he denies any complaints of TIA or CVA, complaints of being tired and fatigue, denies any focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, he does complain of history of arthritis, otherwise unremarkable. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR, HENT examination was normal. People's vehicle ran and reactive to light, exocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart resonance 2 was audible. Lungs was decreased breath sounds in the bases, no rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, minimal edema, 1 plus, both lower extremities. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression, number 1, status post-permanent pacemaker placement, next history of chronic congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction, next atrial fibrillation / flutter, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next coronary artery disease, next peripheral arterial disease, next hypertension, next hyperlipidemia, next BPH, next history of chronic urinary retention, next right lung mass, next hyponatremia, next BPH, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will continue on his current medications, will monitor his progress, will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.